From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
No matter how big the problem, Story Termite will get the job done, providing thorough professional expertise for all your home pest control needs. Story Termite has over 33 years of experience and for 5 years in a row has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eye, a goat in my boat, a bear in my hair. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The White Sox won the late ball game Monday against the Angels 8-7. There was a rain delay at the start of 3 hours. Eventually, Munetaka Murakami hit his 12th home run of the season. That leads the majors, part of a seven-run seventh. The Dodgers scored three in the bottom of the ninth to edge Miami 5-4. Yankees won 4-2 at Texas. Ben Rice with his 10th homer. Next batter Aaron Judge hit his 11th. Minnesota and San Diego with home wins. St. Louis scored four times in the ninth to win 4-2 at Pittsburgh. Victories for Tampa Bay and Boston. The NBA Rookie of the Year is Cooper Flagg of Dallas in a close vote over Con Knipl of Charlotte. Denver took the late playoff game against Minnesota 125-113 to stay alive. Oklahoma City completed a sweep of Phoenix. Orlando beat the one seed in the East Detroit again. In the NHL playoffs, Vegas in overtime won 5-4 at Utah. Pittsburgh stayed alive, beating the Flyers 3-2.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
Blake's Two Value Hardware Center has plumbing, electrical, paint, and tools for every reason and every season. There's no better place to shop for do-it-yourself projects than Blake's. They're your one-stop store for a full line of hand and power tools and accessories, plumbing and electrical repair parts and supplies, padlocks and door locks. And now is the time to tackle caulking and weather stripping for energy conservation. Blake's has all the supplies you need. Blake's has insulation tubes and wrap and electric protection cable. You may also need a tarp or two during the rainy season. You'll find several sizes at Blake's. And don't forget incredibly strong Gorilla Glue 100% proof and Gorilla Tape. Enjoy barbecue all year round with a digital-controlled heavy-duty wood pellet grill from Blake's. Both grills, the Pit Boss and the Louisiana Grill, are always priced right at Blake's. For all you hobbyists, Blake's Hardware now carries a full line of radio-controlled planes, cars, and boats. Blake's Two Value Hardware Center, 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles, open 7 days a week.
The savings are warming up at your camping and clothing headquarters for the North County D&J Camping and Clothing. 20% off Wrangler men's and women's Pearl Snap shirts. Wolverine boots, 20% off. And at D&J, you'll find rattlesnake-proof gaiters and chaps, along with all the camping gear, including tents and sleeping bags and all the accessories. Don't forget, gift certificates are available and special orders are welcome. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park, in Paso Robles.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, April 28th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Construction for bridge at Chimney Rock Road begins. Public comment period for Morro Bay hazardous waste facility closure. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 49 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. San Luis Obispo County Public Works announced that the construction of a permanent two-lane bridge on Chimney Rock Road at Franklin Creek has begun. Winter storms in 2023 washed out the culverts beneath Chimney Rock Road, leading to an 80-foot long and 50-foot deep canyon bisecting the road. The current steel bridge was installed to provide temporary access while a permanent bridge was designed. A traffic detour will be in place with a strict 15-mile-per-hour speed limit. Residents and motorists are advised to use caution and adhere to advisory signs. Temporary traffic signals will be installed on either side of the construction detour. Construction is expected to be completed in winter 2026. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo has released a second statement updating the declaration of fire season made by Unit Chief John Owens. The release says that when the fire season declaration goes into effect, backyard burning of residential debris will be prohibited within all state responsibility area lands in San Luis Obispo County. Other burning must comply with requirements and have correct permits. Campfires will be allowed where permitted and properly maintained. The declaration will go into effect on May 4th at 8 a.m. and will remain in effect until formally terminated by Unit Chief John Owens. Public comment for Morro Bay Hazardous Waste Facility Closure. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. San Luis Obispo County Integrated Waste Management Authority has submitted a closure plan for the Morro Bay Permitted Hazardous Waste Collection Facility. The County of San Luis Obispo has approved this closure plan, reviewed in compliance with California regulations, and determining it has met all requirements for hazardous waste facility closure. Hazardous waste and materials must be properly managed and disposed of. Closure activities must meet performance standards for protection of human health, and the documentation of closures must be submitted within 60 days of completion. The county has announced the opening of a public comment period for this closure, effective through May 27th. Continuing from its March meetings, the Atascadero City Council will discuss development standards and land use definitions as part of its general plan. The City Council will discuss three place types: commercial, industrial, and innovation flex, used to determine the restrictions on buildings and construction in those zones. You can attend tonight's Atascadero City Council meeting at 6 in person or listen right here on KPRL. The California Mid-State Fair has announced legendary rock band Three Dog Night will be performing with special guests Ambrosia and John Ford Coley on Friday, July 24th. This event will be combined with wine offerings for an unforgettable evening of music and wine. Three Dog Night is known for its iconic hits such as Joy to the World, Mama Told Me Not to Come, and One. Tickets for this event will go on sale this Friday, May 1st at 10 a.m. Ticket prices start at $40. The 29th annual Cruisin' Morro Bay Car Show will return this weekend to Morro Bay. This beloved tradition transforms downtown Morro Bay into a sea of vintage vehicles, drawing car clubs and enthusiasts from across the state. Festivities kick off with registration at Haven Properties on Thursday night, followed by a Friday cruise along Highway 1 to Ragged Point and a night cruise along Morro Bay Boulevard and Harbor Street. All day on Saturday, participants will proudly showcase their vehicles, starting with the show and shine at 9 a.m. This family-friendly event draws in over 500 registrants from California and beyond. Proceeds from the show will help the Morro Bay community thrive. For more information, visit morrobaycarshow.org. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Marlins 5-4, the Padres over the Cubs 9-7, the White Sox beat the Angels 8-7, the Yankees over the Rangers 4-2. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Marlins, the Padres will go against the Cubs, the Athletics will face the Royals, the Angels will go against the White Sox, the Giants will face the Phillies, and the Yankees will go against the Rangers. In the NBA playoffs for Game 5, the Lakers and Rockets is tomorrow. In California news, The Trump administration has announced two more payouts for energy companies to abandon offshore wind projects under development. Blue Point Wind and Golden State Wind have agreed to end their offshore wind leases in exchange for $900 million in reimbursements. Golden State Wind was proposing offshore projects off California's central coast. The Trump administration earlier this year called for the restarting of offshore drilling off the coast of Santa Barbara by Sable Offshore Corporation. California Attorney General Rob Bonta filed several lawsuits over the project. The case is now expected to go up to federal courts. California alleges that the offshore oil order is federal overreach. The backers of one of the one-time proposed California billionaires tax say they have gathered enough signatures to place the measure on the November ballot. The measure is required to get 870,000 authorized signatures, and the campaign says they have collected more than 1.5 million. The measure would place a one-time 5% tax on the assets of billionaires, including stocks, art, businesses, collectibles, and intellectual property, to fund health services for lower-income people. Local News was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:16.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Fertilizer prices have taken a sharp turn upwards over the past several weeks as global disruptions add even more pressure to the market. Josh Linville, Vice President of Fertilizer at Stone X, says the spike in prices is driven by a combination of geopolitical events and last-minute demand that's putting a strain on the supply chain.
Your urea barges, before this thing happened, it was in the upper 400s. I want to say it was 473 the day before the attacks began. Today, the highest price we've seen trade, $695. So we're up over $200 a ton, and that's NOLA. The scary thing is that doesn't take into account the basis that we started to see blow out, because all the farmers have been waiting, rightfully so. I don't blame anybody for doing it, but they've been waiting and taking the just-in-time demand model. The retailer, not having the farmer step up and buy it, are saying, I'm going to wait. And that's fine. And a lot of times, just-in-time demand can cause prices to fall. But in this case, I'm afraid what we're doing is we're getting backed into a corner, and suddenly we're going to start paying just-in-time logistics. Very expensive, not as timely as you might want them to be. And so we're talking about the price of urea jumping $200 a ton. The inland prices might jump up significantly more than that just because of paying that logistics to pay more trucks, to pay more rail, to pay more barge.
Linville said this underscores the need for more domestic suppliers of fertilizer.
Horn flies can take a bite out of your cattle's performance. These pests feed on cattle up to 30 times a day, stressing animals and cutting into profits. Fight back. SmartLick Supplement's low moisture blocks, available with Altacid or Clarify, help break the horn fly life cycle. Less fly pressure means cattle can spend more time grazing and growing. Take control of fly problems this season. Visit SmartLick.com. That's SmartLIC.com to find your dealer.
The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale is back, featuring one of the largest one-day matched bronc riding events presented by True Vet Solutions. Join us on Sunday, May 17th for a PRCA-sanctioned spectacle where over 30 elite bronc riders compete for a massive $75,000 purse in honor of the 75th annual Miles City Bucking Horse Sale. Visit buckinghorsesale.com for schedule and tickets. The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale, where the spirit of the West comes alive.
This is Tim Hamrich with the Ag Information Network.
Some people leave the town that raised them, and some stay long enough to change it. In a place where everybody knows your name, one local woman learned patience, grit, and beauty. She polished her craft in quiet corners, collected 12 national design awards, and came home carrying more than just success. She isn't launching jewelry. She is revealing something deeper. Pieces shaped by memory, by resilience, by everything the people around her helped her become. It's simple, but not ordinary. But when it arrives, you'll know it was always meant to be here. Coming soon, Lindsay Jane at K. John's Jewelry Company.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. California lawmakers are set to consider new legislation that would close a loophole that for decades has allowed winemakers to label wines as American, even when they're made partly from imported bulk wine. Under current federal law, wines can be labeled American when at least 75% of the liquid came from U.S.-grown grapes or agricultural products. Assembly Bill 1585 would change that threshold to 100% for wines sold in California. The bill's authors and sponsors said their intent is to promote trust among consumers by improving the accuracy and transparency of the wine labels. "We want to make sure there is truth in advertising when it comes to wine coming from the U.S., said Assemblymember Rhodesia Ransom, who co-authored the bill. "There's another way of us ensuring that consumers know what they're purchasing." Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon, a K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Sunny skies today with highs in the mid-70s. Northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with low 40s. North-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow with highs in the low 80s. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Thursday, mostly sunny on Friday, partly cloudy on Saturday and Sunday, continuing into Monday and Tuesday. Low 80s Thursday and Friday, low 70s Saturday, upper 60s on Sunday, mid-60s on Monday, 68 a week from today. Currently, it is 50 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:22.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Americans are feeling a little better about the economy this month. The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index for April rose to 92.8. Conference Board economist Dana Peterson says the reading edged up despite material concern about rising gas prices. Energy analysts say it's a heavy blow to OPEC that the United Arab Emirates has decided to leave the organization. It's also leaving OPEC Plus. Crude oil prices are higher. Brent crude has topped $110 a barrel. West Texas Intermediate has been as high as $100. Home price growth slowed in February. The S&P Cotality Case-Shiller National Home Price Index rose just 0.7% in the year ending in February, a smaller increase than January. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosilda, invested in you.
You're probably listening to this in your car, so let me ask you, would you drive without insurance? Of course not. So why is your retirement portfolio unprotected? Gold is portfolio insurance. It helps de-risk your savings when markets get unpredictable. Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of Americans do exactly that, with no high-pressure sales and thousands of five-star reviews. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
The 10th annual Atascadero Tamale Festival is this Friday and Saturday at the Sunken Gardens. Fiesta Friday kicks off the weekend from 5 to 9 p.m. with live music, tamale vendors open for business, and adult beverages for sale from the Central Coast Zoo Association. Saturday is the main event from 11 to 7 with over 100 vendors, live music and dancers, the famous dancing horses, bounce houses, face painting, chihuahua and pet costume contest, and of course, tamales. More info at visitatascadero.com.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso, in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go, my grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
Parkfield Bluegrass Festival is coming our way the 7th through the 10th. That's in May for those of you. And they got lots to do out there, lots of good food, camaraderie, and also they have some workshops and they have some areas for you if you are so inclined to spend some time out there, or whether it's you have an RV or if you'd like to camp a day or two. So you can check it out and go online and get those tickets. And by the way, I have a couple of tickets if you'd like. Two tickets for the Parkfield Bluegrass Festival. Just email me, kevin@kprl.com. And for further information, go to parkfieldbluegrass.org. That's parkfieldbluegrass.org.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites, grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet-friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course. Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Being first wasn't always important in the Old West, but it made all the difference in one race, and the objects of the race didn't even move an inch. In 1859, the Pike's Peak Gold Rush was a bust. The settlements of Cherry Creek, Montana City, and Denver City were on the verge of becoming ghost towns when another gold vein was discovered and people came running. John Merrick decided the area needed a newspaper. He brought an old press and headed to Cherry Creek. Not seeing any reason for haste, Merrick took his time putting his newspaper together. But 4 days after Merrick had arrived, William Byers arrived from Omaha, Nebraska, also with a printing press and the same idea. Byers immediately located an office in the best building in town. It happened to be an attic of a tavern, and the roof leaked so bad a canvas had to be hung over the press to keep it dry. A race was on. Bets were placed, and everyone cheered on their favorite editor. Finally, on Saturday evening, April 23, 1859, William Byers' Rocky Mountain News hit the streets, just 20 minutes before the first copy of John Merrick's Cherry Creek Pioneer. In the news industry, a scoop of 20 minutes is like a lifetime. So, John Merrick sold out and left for the gold fields. William Byers had the area to himself. However, his troubles weren't over. There was a battle between two neighboring towns on either side of Cherry Creek. So that Byers couldn't be accused of favoritism, he moved his equipment to a building that was virtually astride Cherry Creek. Not a good move. 4 years after he started his newspaper, the area flooded and washed away the building. His press wasn't found until 35 years later. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
We need help. At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Junior, do you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lucier at Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to SloCountyHearingAids.com.
April is in full bloom at Tattoo Palace, and so are the winds, with pedals and payouts. Every Thursday in April, play slots and table games for your chance at cash. From 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., four winners every hour can win up to $5,000. And at 8 p.m., one winner will score $5,000 cash, plus a barbecue grill. The cash blooms every Thursday, so don't miss your shot. It's pedals and payouts, only at Tattoo Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo has released a second statement updating the declaration of the fire season made by Unit Chief John Owens. When the fire season declaration goes into effect, backyard burning of residential debris will be prohibited within all state responsibility lands in San Luis Obispo County. The declaration will go into effect May 4th at 8 a.m. and will remain into effect until formally terminated. San Luis Obispo County's Integrated Waste Management Authority has submitted a closure plan for the Morro Bay Permitted Hazardous Waste Collection Facility. The county has approved the closure plan, and a public comment period for it has opened, effective through May 27th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 51 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News. I'm CJ Papa. King Charles at the White House today.
I think the King's visit is very perfectly timed.
And Speaker Mike Johnson on Monday. The King addressing lawmakers in Congress 3 p.m. Eastern.
I think that he will look to remind President Trump of the relationship, and President Trump will look to remind him of the importance of strength in the world. So I think it's going to be very interesting.
That's Fox's Mark McCallum at the White House this morning. Relations between the U.S. and U.K. have been fractured over Great Britain's lack of support for the war in Iran. On Truth Social earlier, President Trump posting, Iran has just informed us that they are in a state of collapse and they want us to open the Hormuz Strait as soon as possible as they try to figure out their leadership situation. The price of a gallon of gas spiking 6 cents overnight, jumping to $4.17 a gallon. That is from AAA. America's listening to Fox News.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Celebrate mom in style at Allegretto Vineyard Resort on Mother's Day, May 10th. Treat yourself to an indulgent brunch experience featuring everything from fresh salads and Mediterranean grazing boards to made-to-order omelets and a prime rib carving station. Enjoy sweet favorites like chocolate-covered strawberries, mini cheesecakes, tiramisu cups, and more. Plus, mimosas and rosé spritz to toast the occasion. This is a celebration that the whole family will love for an unforgettable Mother's Day at AllegrettoVineyardResort.com.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Abundant sunshine, mid-70s on your Tuesday. Clear tonight, overnight lows in the low 40s. And sunny, and will be right around 80 degrees on your Wednesday. Thursday, low 80s. Same Friday, Saturday, mid-70s. Sunday, upper 60s. Mid-60s Monday, upper 60s Tuesday of next week. Today's UV index will be 9 up and down. 6:15 a.m., 7:47 p.m., we're at 51. Weather was brought to you by the good folks at Paso Robles Glass. You'll love the Milgard Trinsic Series windows and the doors. All right, coming up this afternoon, Barry, protecting what matters. First up will be District 2 Councilman from the City of Paso Robles, Chris Bausch, and then Paul Sloan, City of Paso Robles Economic Development Manager. Enjoy that. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech ready to go, and it is brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing, 24/7. Call them, they'll be there, 805-466-6188. On the backstretch, headed for home, 238-5775, which you can text, 238-KPRL.
We've already said
the Morning Exchange. KPRL.
All right, quick and to the point. Thank you very much for that. All right, let's see here. On the text, if he can do it, she can do it. This has to do with verbal back and forth between First Lady Melania Trump and Kimmel. I think what he said was disgusting, and it's up to the network. I'm not sure the First Lady should be telling anybody that they should be fired, but that's just me. And again, I like Melania Trump. Okay, so the text. The flip side is that why would a First Lady not be allowed to voice her opinion about someone saying terrible things about her family? That's a right everyone has regardless of their status. We should expect a high level of restraint from our leaders. But when it's to attack on someone's family, it's fair to voice your opinion. She is a wife and mother and protecting her family. Well, okay, that's all well and good. I think about her position as well. I understand the emotional part of it and so forth and so on. I get all of that. But I guess she's giving Kimmel maybe a bigger view to people. Why not just, I think the guy's a dirtbag, just leave it. He's getting more publicity out of this and more backing and so forth. So that's just how I look at that. All right. Some other thoughts regarding just, she's in a position also where she's going to take hits and her husband constantly gets hits as well. Let's see here. California governor debate tonight. If you have, let's see here. King Charles, do you think Charles is here to give Trump some pointers on running a monarchy? I think Trump can probably give him some pointers. I don't know. I've never been caught up in the way some Americans are regarding the royal family stuff. Appreciate history and everything, but it just never did much for me. Similar to that, you know, when I've read about over the years that Camelot crap from the Kennedys. Okay, let's see here. Kimmel is on a broadcast station, not cable or internet. As you know, a whole other set of rules and he didn't say anything illegal. He didn't say anything illegal. A lot of people think, matter of fact, we've had some public officials here in this county who think they know what FCC rules and regulations are, but like a lot of them, they are thinking of FCC rules and regulations or even morals going back to the 1950s and 1960s. What Kimmel said, again, is disgusting. And I'm assuming that they go over the scripts before they put them on the air and nobody had the decency to say, you know, this is off limits. This is off limits. I remember years ago when I first started in radio down in Thousand Oaks, the radio station there was in the Palm Plaza on T.O. Boulevard. It was changing and it was being bought by Michael Douglas, the actor, and a partner of his. And they were going to turn it into all-comedy radio. And it was to become the second all-comedy radio station in the United States. I forget where the first one was. Anyway, the program director, Ken Jeffries at that time, he wanted me to do an interview. And he gave me a phone number and a name to call. The person's name was Red Skelton. I was a little nervous. Let's just say, like, you want me to call Red Skelton? You got to be kidding me. Well, he said, yeah, I'm asking you to do that. I'm telling you to do it. And not exactly that way, but I understood. I was just floored. It's like, this is Red Skelton's home phone number? You got to be kidding me. So anyway, I called because I'm going to do an interview. And Red Skelton was aware that we were calling because what Ken was doing, because he was the news director and the lead news guy down there, he wanted to do a story of Red Skelton and his thoughts about comedy today and et cetera, et cetera. And he gave me the questions to ask Red Skelton. So I call the number and, you know, phone picks up and I said, yes, good afternoon. My name is Kevin Will, blah, 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 blah. I said, is Mr. Skelton home? And he goes, this is him. You know, I was expecting, you know, Red Skelton picks up a phone. I mean, you know, I thought, you know, he'd have his butler or something like do that. Anyway, we go on. And one of the things that he said to me at the time about the comedy that, again, this is 1982. And that he never thought that using vulgarity was a good way to get a laugh. He had little or no respect for comics that were starting to use, and again, you got to think about the times, the F-bombs in comedy. And that resonated with me. I had, you know, listened to tapes, not live shows, except one for George Carlin. And they did use profanity, not to the extent that you see on some of the cable shows now. And every time I watch something, and it's very short because I just can't listen to the repeated F-bombs in the comedy, I always think of Red Skelton on his point about that. So, you know, Kimmel taking a cheap shot, that is a cheap shot. But you also have to remember the society we live in now. It's become more acceptable to do that. And even with the F-bombs and so forth, being, you know, I remember a few years ago watching, what's that guy, Larry the Cable Guy and the others. Not so much of, what's his name, Jeff Foxworthy, but the other two that are, I forget what they call it, the Redneck Tour or something like that. And I like all those guys, but I stopped watching it because two or three of them, everything or every other word was an F-bomb or you know what. And I got tired of listening to it. I just got tired of listening to it. So it's up to the people. It's not up to the First Lady. All right, let's see here. While King Charles is here visiting, where are the No King Days protesters? I thought about that. That's a pretty good question. Where are they? I don't know. Ask them. Or put, who's the guy that is on with, what's his face? The guy who always interrupts his interviews. Jesse Waters. What does he have? Here's Johnny. Put Johnny on the street and ask the folks about it. That'd be kind of funny. All right, 238-577-5238-KPRL to join us on this edition. Tax the rich, voter ID. It's all coming to California. We'll see anyway. Voter ID law. And again, the state's most powerful labor unions plan to campaign heavily against it, that which means they will be pouring tons of money into defeating the ID initiative that's coming our way in November on November 3rd. I didn't see how much it qualified by, but I do know that the percentage of Californians, it's pretty high regarding the interest in it. People in California wanting to see it pass. But money and commercials and so forth, it brainwashes a lot of people. And again, this voter right group saying that they it will suppress turnout among eligible voters who don't have the documents on hand. I can't think, where can you go? You sign up your kid for Little League, you need to show documents. You sign up for this, you need to show documents. Chris, I forget exactly, but when we buy the phone, a new phone, do you remember? We have to show documents?
I wasn't there for you purchasing the new phone, and the last time I got a new phone was about 6 years ago, so I do not remember.
Okay, I can't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember. But anyway, the point is there's so many things that we need to show for identification. I mean, think about this. If you're a person who looks well past the age of 21, I mean, obviously past the age of 21. I'm not saying that you're 30. I'm saying you're probably in your 50s or 60s, and you look like you're in your 50s or 60s. You go into Food for Less, you have to show your ID to buy booze. And these voting right groups are concerned that people don't have the proper documents on hand when to do something as a privilege to vote. That's laughable. It's laughable. And apparently, they always, again, bring out the people that are disproportionately poor and people of color. Apparently, these people have no way to document themselves. And they use that every single time. So anyway, we'll see what happens here in November. All right, anything else happen out there? Well, there usually is. The tax the social, let's see here, this has to do with the rich, taxing the rich, the billionaires tax here in California. And part of it is, if you dig deeper into this for those who other just say they want to do this for, it's more social programs and, of course, for more money for a failed educational system. Well, part of this is to fight inequity. They think that this is going to help inequity. Meanwhile, the inequity will be, as the report that I read to you on this billionaire's tax from an analysis, the state is going to lose more money, and they're going to lose more jobs. There could be as much as over 100,000 jobs lost, okay? And the $12 billion in annual personal income tax will be gone. And this is how the people who signed this initiative and will vote for it think it's going to help with this so-called inequity. There's always going to be inequity, folks. Got news for you. Also, a wealth class is meant to respond to the social unrest that has been taking place across this country. And so this is just part of it. Part of it. Also, I came across something, and it had to do with the, it was the, obviously the state of California and the math scores. California math scores are abysmal, and they want to come up with new ways. I don't know what that means. What would it do? They have a Senate bill out there. It's 1067. It would require schools to screen all kindergartners, first and second graders, for basic math skills and give them extra help if they're behind. This idea is to help those children catch up to their peers who might have had much more exposure to math before starting school. And it says here, according to Educational Genius or whatever, a student's early math skills are the most powerful predictor of their later success in school. Okay. What's interesting about this, I read a story this morning from a professor at one of the Ivy Leagues who said that we need to go back to basics, which kind of struck me by surprise. And he went on to say just, you know, the basic things of just giving a test. And Chris, you've alluded to this before on with the technology, and people are able to easier get answers when taking tests, right?
That's mostly if it's done on computers, because there's that kind of information readily available. But I suppose even, you know, pen and paper test, if you've got a phone in your pocket, that's one thing.
Okay, so what this teacher is suggesting along these lines of, because, you know, he readily admits, look, it's pretty hard just to rely on the honor system. Because I remember, I don't know how many months ago, I read a report, and it was on the air, on how many kids cheat, you know, using the technology available. Well, what this teacher is suggesting is, okay, if that's the case, you're going to have some who, you know, go on the honor and the, you know, the trustworthy. He says, give them, you know, let them do that, but after they hand their papers in, they have to come up and explain it. Because he said, if they don't really know it, they're not going to be able to explain it very well. And I thought, yeah, that's pretty good. Good luck to the professor if he can pull that off, though. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Hey, you know, it's, you know, all these programs, you know, the term program, it seems like every time these liberals, they do a program and they want to put more money in the poor's pockets. They, you know, basically they're taken away from the poor. The other day I never go to fast food, but the other day I was hungry and I just wanted something halfway decent, and so I went to Taco Bell. Line was long outside, so I go inside. There's three people working in Taco Bell. It used to be like a dozen people running around making stuff. And I was like, I was watching them, and you had to go to a kiosk, and I couldn't figure out the kiosk, so finally they took my order. But I was looking at it, and it was like, man, there used to be like 8 to 10 people working, and there was only three.
Mm-hmm.
There was two work, you know, so You know, and it's all because of the minimum wage. We know that. And there was another people come in, and they couldn't figure out the kiosks, and they were there forever trying to figure it out, you know, where you order and pay and all that. But, you know, just like this program, my son was just telling me that up in Sparks, Nevada, that Tesla plant, and everybody remembers, they were going to put a Tesla plant in California, and they moved it to Nevada. And, I mean, we're talking humongous manufacturing plant, humongous. And it just seems like I don't understand why they don't get it. I don't understand why these voters don't get it.
Well, because they're not told the truth. They're being manipulated.
Well, Kev, come on.
Kevin,
they're stupid. They're shermheads. They got pus between their ears. They don't research anything out. They just, you know, and I don't know. They vote with their hearts. They don't, you know.
Well, you can't vote you shouldn't vote with your hearts. That's stupid.
I'm telling you, it's stupid. I agree with you, but I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And I got some pus heads in my family, and it's just like, you know, and it's just like, where do you come up with this stuff? Well, it's just amazing.
Well,
it's just amazing.
We started off this morning. I don't know if I'm frustrated or angered.
I'm both. You know? I just went and did my taxes here just recently, and, you know, I was thinking, oh, man, but, you know, they call me up and say, hey, you got to give me a check for, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, are you kidding me?
Yep.
I thought the big bad bill was supposed to help me.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Well.
And it just goes on and on and on. It's just like, it's just frustrating. And I can't even believe that they got that many signatures. They probably paid them, you know, dollar signature or something in San Francisco, but whatever.
Yeah. All right.
If it moves forward, this state will be broke.
Well, you know, again, we mentioned earlier, these morons don't know that it's going to go down in increments. And it's going to eventually hit them, where the state is going to give. It's going to be another reason to tax them even more on their personal property. Again, people forget this is not on somebody who has $2 billion in the bank, or $1 billion in the bank. This is all their assets.
Yeah,
everything. I think it's semi-criminal.
Well, and I think it is too. For, you know, I can't remember the guy's name. Microsoft. He moved his stuff up to Seattle,
yeah,
Washington.
Yep.
And now they're facing it, and they're whining. It's like, well, you keep giving these fools money to promote them.
Mm-hmm.
So now it come back to bite you.
Yep.
But when you got billions of dollars picking up and having somebody move you is no big deal. Get another zip code. You know?
Well, good for them. All right.
Yeah. All right.
All right, email here. You need an ID to get a library card. I did not know that. All right. Yes, you show your ID for purchasing your phone. They need to verify your credit card for billing, etc. All right. And I got a nice text in regarding the First Lady in this Kimmel nonsense, and I don't have time to read it, but it's a very nice text. We will no doubt probably lead off tomorrow morning with that. So thank you for sending it in.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The 29th annual Cruisin' Morro Bay Car Show will return this weekend. This beloved tradition transforms downtown Morro Bay into a sea of vintage vehicles, drawing clubs and enthusiasts from across the state. The California Mid-State Fair has announced legendary rock band Three Dog Night will be performing with special guests Ambrosia and John Ford Coley on Friday, July 24th. Tickets will go on sale this Friday, May 1st at 10 a.m. at midstatefair.com. Details of these and other stories coming up.
Sunny skies today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 54 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
This afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Barry, protecting what matters, we'll have on first City Councilman Chris Bausch, and then the City of Paso Robles Economic Development Manager, that is Mr. Paul Sloan. Enjoy that. Enjoy your day. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.